August 5. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. John 15:2. Thy wife shall be a fruitful vine, thy children like olive plants. Psalm 128:3. This is a beautiful picture of how we, as members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, come under his discipline. The Lord wants each believer to enjoy fruitful life. The vine needs to be pruned every year. Only then will it bear much fruit. Even so, if our lives are to bear any fruit for the Lord, we will have to go through trials and sufferings. By pruning the entire vine, it is brought under control. The branches are not allowed to grow haphazardly. All these lessons are to be learned in the house of God. Psalm 128:5 says, "The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem." Zion speaks of the heavenly church, and Jerusalem speaks of the church on this earth. The vine needs rich manure and a strong scaffolding. In the same way, when we gather as fellow believers for prayer and worship and Bible study, we are strengthened in our inner man. It is in his house that our burdens are lifted, questions are answered, and lives become more subject to his will. When we are together, we feel his presence more strongly and are protected against the seen and unseen devices of the enemy. We can conquer our trials through love, cooperation, and prayer fellowship of other believers. Our godly friends can share our joys and sorrows. Worldly friends often have a wrong motive in their friendship. If they give you a gift, they always expect to get a better one in return. But God's children do everything as unto the Lord. This kind of love and fellowship bring much blessing in our lives. When we come under the church discipline, the enemy opposes us with all his fury. The first two verses of Psalm 129 describe how God's people have to go through all types of suffering. God wants to defeat the enemy and reveal his glory and love through the church. The Lord himself promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. Matthew 16:18-19. Hence, by being together as a church, his body, we can be saved from the attacks of the enemy.